Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, good evening to all you folks out there in Psychics Gone Wild land. This is Gary Wimmer. I am going to be your host tonight on Psychics Talk Wild. Excuse me, Psychics Gone Wild. I was looking at the Blog Talk Radio at the same time. I wanted to wish all you folks a Merry Christmas, very happy Christmas, and a very happy New Year. My co-host is Mystic Haven. She often goes by Dawn. Before I wrap about myself, I'm going to let my beautiful, smart, intelligent psychic co-host introduce herself, and we'll both be doing some readings for you folks tonight. Mystic, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi, girl.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas to everyone.
They all said Merry Christmas back. Did you hear it?
No.
Okay.
But I can feel it. I can feel the love.
That's it. Tell us what you do.
Well, basically, most people know me on Facebook as Mystic Haven, and just recently now I'm listed and know my real name, which is Dawn. I am a clairvoyant, a psychic medium. I use the gifts of, you know, clairvoyance, clairaudience. It's a gift I was born with, passed down through my father's side, actually. And I've had this gift since, you know, I was real little. And just, you know, over the years, have just learned how to work with them. And my main goal is to use these gifts and abilities to help other people. You know, how you're looking for, you know, what am I supposed to be doing?
Amen.
Well, this is, that has been shown. This is what you need to be doing. These are your gifts. This is why you're here. So, you know, and people, you know, so far I haven't had any complaints. So, I guess
well,
that's a good thing. but, I mean, I am very honest with people. I try to use humor as often as possible because, I mean, even in some really dark situations, there's always something that you can find humor
in,
and that does help, you know, to lighten something. But I'm very honest. Accurate. Anything that is shown, you know, from spirit. And then as far as the mediumship goes, you know, people may say, well, can you ask so-and-so or this person? You know, I don't ask them. If somebody chooses to come through, if they have something to say, then obviously, you know, I will say, you know, what their message is. Sometimes they don't say anything. It's what they're doing. Or a gesture,
right.
Or a smile, you know, or sometimes they'll give a name, sometimes they won't. But I try to give a description of them. And it's not just people, it's animals, too. I have
mm-hmm.
more problems with dogs and cats that are just, you know, being real noisy trying to get through. So, but it's, you know, but I do those kind of readings, email readings, live chat, usually on Facebook or on Skype. I think I said phone readings. So basically, you know, in whatever way I can be of service to people.
There you go, girl. And you said some very interesting things, because as far as entities beyond, they don't want to disturb. You know, they have to be kind of be invited or be aware that their presence is not going to be putting people back a step, holding them back, anything like that. So it's very true. That was my version of Here Comes the Sun, Jethro, who Psychics Gone Wild put that on there, and I don't plan to always start with that, but he does, and so I put another intro on as well. That's a demo tape I sent him many years ago. Before I say anything about myself, I wanted to let you folks know we're going to do several readings here and take people in the order they've called, which is 917-856-256-951 and 561. So if you heard your area code, we'll be getting with you pretty quickly here. In a nutshell, I'm Gary Wimmer. I started giving readings back in the 70s. I started getting interested in psychic ability in the 60s. And in 1972, I had an incredible experience. I wrote a book about it called The Second Eternity. It was a near-death experience that really blew me away, fascinated me, scared the hell out of me, and was the most enlightening thing I've ever experienced in life, which showed me that nobody should ever fear death, showed me the immense power of the universe, immense power of God and the mind, and even though we're stuck back here in space and time, that energy is available to us. So that was the most profound discovery of my life. In 1980, I met a lady who, by the way, that book is called A Second Eternity. You can go Google it. You can find it on Amazon, on Kindle. Now, in 1980, I met a lady who did readings by a method called lithomancy, and that's the method I'll be doing for you, some of you folks tonight. It involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. That's 10 planet stones, and 6 stones on life, love, luck, commitment, responsibility, and place. And what I do is I charge these stones up, and for people who call in on the phone, I have them say drop once I get them nice and warm, and then I just read them like a clock from the center up to the top of this circle of leather. They drop me in a little circle of leather here. It's about 12 inches in diameter. And I read it like a clock from the top, 12 o'clock, the start of the first week, around for 12 weeks. So it basically covers 3 months, covers a lot of issues. And that's one of the ways I'll be doing readings tonight. And so also in 2001, I was curious how other people did lithomancy. Couldn't find anything written on it, so I ended up writing, as far as I know, the only comprehensive book on this amazing art of lithomancy, how to read stones. So I'll be demonstrating it to some of you folks this evening, as well as having my beautiful co-host, Mystic Dawn, give you some readings. We're going to give short readings to both of y'all at first, and then as time goes by, if we get a lot of callers, we'll have to alternate. So having said all that, introduce my co-host and wish y'all a Merry Christmas. We are going to go to our first caller, area code 917. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Who are you speaking with?
Hi.
What's your name, my dear?
Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Who are we speaking with?
Tonight, in regards to my relationship, I wanted to know what you could tell me coming up. My name is Moran.
Moran?
Yes.
That's beautiful, my dear. Do you want to take it first, Dawn? Do you want me to take it?
Go ahead, Dawn. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what I'll do, girl. I'll do a reading for you here. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, for some reason the Blog Talk Radio host site looked kind of strange. I lost something here for a second. But I will concentrate on love issues as I read the stones. And short but sweet message, I grew up with 6 brothers. I didn't have a clue how complex you women are. But the older I got and the more I read for you women and the more I learned about women, I realized y'all are very complex. So be at peace with yourselves. Men are simpler. You know, do yourself a favor and accept that. You'll be getting way ahead of the curve. We're just not as complex y'all are. But having said that, my dear, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you kind of what I'm seeing, okay?
Okay. Drop it.
Gotcha. Well, you are, both Mars and Venus are at the very top, so there is things about the relationships. It seems like there's some past issues that are having to be addressed or dealt with or let go or processed in several different ways. It seems like both around your home and decisions and communication, around your home and decisions and communication, you're sort of going to have to like make some new rules, a new foundation for yourself here. And that comes just in the next couple weeks, next couple days and weeks. But even into the first week and second week here, with communication and with you wanting to feel imbalanced during the holidays and you deciding that regardless of what went on or has gone on, you're going to feel balanced, that actually starts working for you in a very positive way. It gives you this fresh sense of a foundation here sooner rather than later. And into the second and third week here, it feels like there's a lot of things that are being healed, both about love, about plans, about how it's put your emotions in a lot of different, like a whirlwind, that sort of feeling. But by the third week here, second and third week here, there's a great return of energy and exuberance and power and love and relationships. It feels like you're kind of going through a thing just in the first week or so. You have to reestablish some things, probably with yourself first, and then with
I'm saying
just from now, about the first week, or probably this first week between now and say a week from now, you're having to do a lot of reorganization with your life, new planning and that sort of thing. And it's helpful for you because it puts you on a good progressive cycle. You see what I'm saying? And by the time you get in the second and third week here, that's turned on to a lot of exuberance and empowerment. You feel very lucky. You feel very fortunate. You feel like you're going the right way in the right time. And by the third and fourth and fifth week here, you've learned a lot about love. It's helping you open up on a lot of levels, spiritually, love-wise, as far as being more fearless, being able to break out of a mold, a box, and so forth, a lot more creativity coming into you. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week, in terms of commitments, in terms of you feeling fortunate, in terms of you feeling like magic is back on your side and everything's working for you, it's quite a great period for you. But you're not having to wait 6 or 7 weeks to feel good. It feels like just in this next couple of days, you're going to really inspire yourself about this. And toward the end of this three-month period, you're going to have a lot of answers to the intensity of you went through and why and how it's helped you heal. And how it's helped you grow and learn. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Well, I'm gonna let my beautiful co-host Dawn, Mystic Dawn, add a couple comments to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to agree with the majority of what Gary has said here. What is your birth sign and his sign?
I'm Cancer, and he's a Libra.
Okay, well, that's actually a pretty good combination. I have to agree with Gary on this. And you have to realize, too, right now there is a major, major energy shift going on, and it's affecting pretty much everybody in different ways, but it is more of a positive type of energy, and it's not just because of this year coming to a close and a new year beginning. But it is heralding in these new changes, and they are positive changes, and this is the time when doors are being opened for people to reevaluate, to look at things, and like Gary has said, what have I learned? Because the things that you're going to look at, you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense now. And it will be a lot easier for you to make decisions as far as the relationship goes, so that you can continue in a positive direction. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dawn.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too.
You too. Have a wonderful holiday.
And remember, you can always listen back on the archives and download it and listen to it again, or just listen to it on real time.
Yeah. Right, okay. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Have a good evening, my dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Moving right along, we are coming next to area code 856. 856, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, guys. My name is Stacy.
Hi, I'm
very excited to be read by you both. I liked how detailed you were in the first reading I just heard. And my question is also in the romance field. I have started a new relationship with a fellow named Tony, and it's going very well. We just spent a wonderful day yesterday together, and I think he's very special. And I was curious as to what the two of you thought about the potential for this.
Well, the first thing I was...
Go ahead, Don.
Does he have dark hair?
Yes, he's Greek.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, because I'm getting dark with this, you know, as far as the hair and whatnot. Nice man. I'm sorry, Gary.
No, I agree with you. Go ahead. You're right on the same track I was on.
Oh,
go
okay.
ahead.
He laughs a lot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Is it like a real hearty laugh? Because I'm getting real hearty laugh with this one. Yes.
Yeah. He's real tall. He's 6'4". His birthday is July 5th, and mine is April 7th.
Oh, okay. Okay, because there's a lot of fun energy with this one that I get. A lot of fun. But it's uplifting, and that's good. That's kind of what you need. You need that.
Yes.
And he does, too. He does, too. As far as what I'm being shown on this, the potential there is it's very good. It's very good. Spirit does say just take your time, not to rush. Are there children somewhere in here?
We're older. We're both in our early 50s. He has three daughters. The youngest is 18 or 19, and the other two are in their 20s. And I have a 21-year-old son.
Okay, that explains, because I got the young energy there, but so that would make, not young, you know, like little young, but that's how I kind of picked up on kids there. There doesn't seem to be any issues. I'm not seeing any kind of issues with them. They will be, It says here, from what Spirit is saying, all will be well. That's what
that
Spirit
would be
says.
Wonderful.
All will be well, yeah. But really, really, night. And there's a blue, they're showing a blue aura type of thing around this whole thing, which is good. Because, like, my interpretation
of that
is, like, a very positive blue, oftentimes, in something that just represents fulfillment, happiness. That's really good to
well,
see that.
He's very positive, and I'm a positive person. So, you know, I think we both like that in one another.
Right. I mean, it's not to say you guys won't have your ups and downs. You will. Every couple does. But it's nothing that you guys can't work through, okay? I'm just looking to see if there is anything major. No, I'm not seeing anything. Who drives the red car?
Neither one of us have a red car.
Or does one of the kids, or like maroonish, reddish maroon? Like it's in the red family. It's not a bright
red. Maybe his daughters, I don't know. My son has a black car, so I don't know.
Okay, well, somebody with a dark car, it may be one of the girls, but I'm not seeing. All I'm seeing is the car. And Spirit is just, it's not giving a warning. It's just saying they need to pay attention to those around them when driving.
Well, my son drives a small four-door black Mazda.
Okay. To me, it looks like a reddish kind of car.
Okay.
Almost like a maroonish, but to me, maroon's like a red. But just to pay attention.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm
right here. Do you see long-term potential with this?
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely, yes. This man is good for you. You guys are good for each other. You're uplifting.
I'm excited. I take things carefully, you know, and we're in our 50s. We're not kids. And
right.
we've both been through, you know what I'm saying, but from the first time we spoke, it's been all smiles, and it's continuing to be so. So I am excited about the friendship.
Oh, good. Well, it's
good.
Going places. It's definitely going to happen. What do you say on that one, Gary?
I was picking up same energy you were, and I was also picking up on something you said, Stacey, about being mature. That's what makes feel like it really works. It's a good
mm-hmm.
thing. It's like you're both out of the childhood of relationships and love, and you're ready to move on. So I'm going to just underscore what Dawn said. I agree with her. It's very on target. Does that make your day? Make your Christmas?
It does. It does. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You too, my dear. Stay inspired. You can always listen back on the archives and let people know about our show.
That I will. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh,
you too,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And to remind all you folks, both Dawn and I, of course, can give more detail and more time in a longer reading, which you can find about us on Psychics Gone Wild. I think Dawn's one of our new members, so your information should be up there very soon, Dawn. As soon as Brother Jethro, Psychic Jethro, that's what I was trying to say. Having said that, I'm moving to area code 256. 256, are you there?
Oh, that's too funny.
I'm
okay.
Kimberly.
Kimberly, good to have you, my dear. Excuse us for laughing.
I like it like that.
Hey, good. That's why we call it Psychics Gone Wild. We've got several callers, and we've got about 20 minutes. So you know what we might start alternating here. I'll do a reading for you, Kimberly, and we'll turn 951 over to Dawn, and then I'll pick up 561 and 563 going to Dawn, and 916, if we have time, we'll get to you. Probably will. So, Kimberly, the way I do readings to make it real simple is I just charge up these 16 stones. This is a method of reading stones. And they're getting nice and warm. And all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop them into this little circle here, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say it, I'll go.
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, it feels like you've got the luck stone of Jupiter right in the center. You're going through, believe it or not, you may not completely realize this, but you're going through a good time right now. You're going through a very expansive time. It feels like a lot of things about commitments, responsibilities, relationships, and place you're going to be able to line up here in the first couple weeks to get like things organized for you into the first of the year. Now, there's a lot of changes going on with things around you, but that's going to start you in this fresh year with a almost like a new sense of opportunity about everything. It's going to just open a lot of creativity for you. Are you going back to school?
Yeah, that was like my main question, and I'm glad you said. I'm thinking about going to chiropractic school, but I also creatively want to either act or do some screenwriting or do both.
Let me tell you something, my dear. I've got into screenwriting and acting many years ago. You can even check on networkaustinmixer.com. It's an organization I hold for actors, writers, and directors. It's a hard life.
Okay.
Acting is. It's hard to sell screenplays. So do it with your creative time. But it feels like what you mentioned, the chiropractic school, is really the thing you that can give you the stability. Because that's what you want, is stability.
Okay.
I've been an artist my whole life, and you know, whether it's been an actor, writer, and a musician, and always self-employed, and it's tough. Thank God I've made it this far. I don't know how. But I'm an optimist, and God blesses me. So what I'm thinking is this all this change you're going through, all this excitement, New Year is going to actually be able to help you, like, organize and plan. and get in this school in a way that's very beneficial for you. And it actually helps you do more with your time. It helps you organize things, so you have to get really all your ducks lined up, everything on the same page. It's also helping you go through a lot of healing about love issues, too. And it feels like toward the 9th to the 12th week, a lot of that's going to be worked out in a very empowering way. And the short and sweet of it is beyond this three-month period, you've got both the Mercury stone and the Life stone here. And they're going through Venus. So what this is showing on the long term is you're not only getting a good balance of yourself, but you're getting to a point where you can make very good concrete decisions that really help you rather than be upset about the bad decisions you made in the past or so forth. So you're going to make a lot of great decisions in your life because you're taking this fresh look at everything, of where you want to go, of how you want to see luck unfold for you, of how you want to see yourself balanced and creative and so forth. But the stability of one job looks better than trying to make a living as an actress or screenwriter. I've done both. Well, I've been an actor.
Yeah.
But, it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard. The cash is not always there.
I wanted to do that as a hobby anyway. I didn't want to do that as a living, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what it feels like. Yeah, don't try to do it as a living. Let that find you. But work with your creativity. And do you want to add anything to that, Dawn? We've got about 4 or 5 callers left, so a minute or two or three, something like that.
No, I have to agree with pretty much, I mean, everything that you said was right on track there. Yeah.
Well, we are in
harmony. What you would say, so go ahead.
We are in harmony tonight. Hope that helps you, Kimberly.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
You too.
Have a good night, honey.
You too.
Like I said, listen back on the website or download the file. You can always listen back and catch us again, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Glad to have you, my dear.
Thank you so much.
We are moving right along. Again, you can find a lot about both of us, both Dawn and I, on psychicsgonewild.com. I think I got the wrong one here. Is this...
Hello?
Can you hear me? 951, can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes,
951.
Hear.
What's your name, my dear?
Gonza or Crystal, whichever.
Crystal,
what is
I heard
it?
That bad.
Crystal, my first name is Gonza, but I go by Crystal.
Oh, hi, Crystal.
Oh, how are you? I have a little bit more of a relationship issue. My husband and I, Brad, we've been separated for about a year, and we're still married but separated, and I just wanted to know if you see us getting back together again, or should I just completely move on the way I've been trying to do.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you've been separated for a year, you said, right?
We tried getting back together again around May, and that was for a few months, and then just recently back in September, I called it quits again.
Called it quits, okay. What is your sign and his sign?
I'm a Pisces and he's a Gemini.
Oh, okay. That's a tough combination, those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
Yes, they very much are. Not always easy one to make work. Sometimes they can do it. Sometimes you can't. Let me see what spirit is showing on this one. Yeah, you guys sure certainly did. How long were you together? Several years.
We were married. We've been married for. Well, we've been together a total of 11 years. It would have been 12 years this past week.
Okay. Let me see. Were there arguments? They're showing some arguments revolving finances here.
Yes.
A lot of disagreements. Just not seeing eye to eye on a lot of things.
He's moved on. He has a little girlfriend now. So that's a part of it. And they just had a baby.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Him and the girlfriend just had a baby?
Yeah. Well, me and him, it's a whole soap opera thing, I'm telling you.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let me see. my spirit is basically stating, honey, you know, and you have to keep in mind, right? I mean, I'm very honest. Okay.
No one has. Okay.
I'm very honest, and I have to say, you know, what spirit is showing me. Okay. Now, as far as yes, you did try to work things through. Did you guys consider marriage counseling at some point?
We kind of talked about it.
But you didn't actually go.
No.
Right. Yeah, because I see that there, a discussion, but not actually going there. Well, from what I'm being shown here, you would probably be better off just going your separate ways.
Okay.
Because it's not being shown a coming together again. Okay. But there's always a but. look at this as kind of like, okay, that door may be closing, but it's a door that you have to choose to close.
Okay.
Everything that goes on in our lives is based on choices that we make. Okay. And it affects everything. All right.
Okay.
So if you choose to go ahead, you know, and take Spirit's advice, you will be able to, I mean, obviously it will never be completely closed because this is somebody that was a big part of your life, okay?
Right.
However, a window is always open, okay? It's always open for you. Will there be somebody else for you? Yes, there will. But first, in order for that to occur, and this would, from what I'm being shown here within 2 years, in order for that to occur, not only would you need to close that other door, you need to also forgive. And that's not always an easy thing to do. And no offense to any Geminis out there, but it's not always easy to forgive a Gemini.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Yes.
And like I said, no offense to anybody. But, you know, you guys are the twin signs. You know, you make me crazy. you do. But, I mean, you do. You guys make us nuts. But
I have a question, if I may ask you really quickly. We have kids.
Sure.
And
He
has seen the kids' request of this female that he's with. She requested him not to come around because I'm around. Do you see them together? Because she's, you know, I mean, obviously he's his own person and he makes his own choices. But to please her, he's kind of going by her. I just want to see if she's out of the way. Will she be out of the way so he can have a relationship with her kids?
If she was not part of the picture, would he still be
And they're together now. There's a very big age difference. I personally feel that it's going to end and they'll come around again because I'm moving on. I feel like I'm ready to just, you know? So
I didn't catch
that. Me, I feel like every day I'm just getting over the whole situation. I just don't want her a part of my kid's life, and I just want to know if she's still going to be around or if she's going to go.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you want to know if he is going to continue to be a part of their life?
No, if she's going to be in his life, are they going to be together forever? Is my question.
Oh, are they going to be together? They're going to be together for quite a while, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know about forever, but all right, wait a minute. Let me see here. Okay, is she interfering in this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is that what this is? She's interfered. Oh, all right, I see it. Okay. Well, yeah, he is his own person, but, he needs to make more of an effort with his kids, though.
Yeah.
But bullying him into doing that is not the way to do it.
Well, no, I haven't. I told him to leave us alone completely. Because he'll call once in like 4 or 5 months, and then he'll disappear. And that's hard on my kids, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so basically you're saying, you know, either be in their lives or not be in their lives.
Or not be in their lives, yeah. But she's a really bad influence. Like, she doesn't want him a part of the life because she knows that he still wants to be with me.
So it's an insecurity thing, I think, too.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, like I said, see, you can either allow a situation to control you, or you can choose to have control of what goes on in your life. You know what I mean? But doing things, making decisions based on common sense, and also with love. Okay, so there may be a lot, some animosity going on here, but think of kids. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You know, and try if you can try to convince him in a loving way, the importance, you know, if he has an important role in the lives of his children, that, you know, he needs to maintain that. You know, despite
That's
what
right.
somebody else may think, you know what I mean? It could be almost like riding a seesaw. He's like stuck in the middle there. He doesn't really know
what to do
in that situation.
Yeah.
But you do have a choice as far as what you personally want to do.
Because I have a feeling he'll come back. I think he's going to try to bounce between both of us. And I don't want to play that game.
I don't see that. I'm not being shown that. From what I am seeing here, and again, this is based on your choice, from what I am seeing here, the closing of that door so that you can move. You know, so that you can move on. If he wants to move on, then that's his choice. But, you know, you need to move on too.
Right.
But any choices that you make, ask Spirit to help you. Ask your angels. Okay, that's what they're here for. They want you to, all you have to do is ask. You know, pray.
Right.
And say, you know what, I can't do this. If you take your problems, and this is for anybody listening, if you take whatever it is that is just weighing you down, close your eyes, hold your hand up like you're accepting a gift, okay? See these problems as like a ball, okay, like a crystal ball, and you hand it. You just hold it up and just hand it up and say, here, take this. I can't do this. I don't know what to do. Take it. And you would be amazed
at
what will transpire, okay, and believe that your angels, your guides, the universe, you know, God, whatever you deem divinity to be, how they will intervene on your behalf to help you, to guide you, to give you peace about any decisions that you need to make.
Okay.
Does that make
I can
sense?
Do that. Yeah, I can definitely. I'm going to try that for sure. Okay.
And Chris, I was going to add one thing to that, and I'm sure Dawn will agree. It's also important to meditate. That's how you get answers, to clear your mind. And to remember that at every moment in time, regardless of what happened yesterday or 10 weeks ago, at every moment in time, we decide whether the universe is going to enlighten us or whether it's torturing us. And it's, you know, there's not a whole lot of neutral. So the more you choose to see it enlightening you, and the more you ask and open yourself to receive, and a lot of that comes to meditation, the more you'll grow. So be fearless, girl.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your
welcome.
Do you have a good night, Crystal?
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas to both of you. Thank you.
Oh, you too, honey.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night. Thank you. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more callers in about 20 minutes. So I'll tell you what, I'll take 561, we'll give 563 to Dawn. I'll take 916, and we'll give 580 to Dawn. So you folks stick with us. The switchboard just changed. Okay, taking 561 right now. And next will be 563, so stay with us. 561, you there?
Yes, hello. Happy holidays.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Mara, and I'm just on a general.
Okay, I will give you a general reading. I put down Mary, is that close?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't quite hear you. I'll give you a general reading, my dear, and this will cover 3 months, probably cover a lot of issues. I call it 3 months in 3 minutes, which is about 15 seconds per week, even if I go to 4 or 5 minutes. So it's only kind of general. I can't go into too many specifics, but I will tell you what I see. And I'm charging up these 16 stones, and all you have to do, my dear, just say drop whenever it feels good for you. I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, it feels like you're going to make some decisions about love and about commitments and so forth. And it feels like maybe you're a little bit afraid to make them because of the complications that are involved and so forth. And this feels like it kind of has an effect over you in the next couple of days or week about place, maybe during the holidays and that sort of thing. But as you go through this first week and into the second week here, you're able to address these issues a lot better. You feel more freedom. You feel more strength. You feel more direction, and you start getting more luck because you're sort of putting yourself in a frame where you just don't want to worry too much, and that's a good place to put it. When you worry too much, you forget how beautiful life is, how God's always looking after us, how the universe is always informing us, enlightening us, and so forth. So you've got a new sense of commitment coming in, and it feels like to me a good way to see that is a commitment to yourself, to healing, to letting go, and to feeling a new sense of strength with relationships, with men, with identity, with purpose, and with flexibility coming into this first year. Because by the third and fourth week here, as you heal a lot of these issues and make things better the best you can, you really realize that you've kind of liberated yourself. Got yourself into fresh territory where you can breathe freely, think freely, and it helps you address all sorts of issues you have to address, whether it's school or responsibilities or all these sorts of things, with a lot more freedom and creativity. So it's good to ponder now the decisions you want to make and to where you're not sure how to make a decision, sort of put it off to the next day. You know, you don't have to make every decision at once here about where you're going in this fresh year. But you'll do yourself a favor by lifting the weight off you, the seriousness, the heaviness, and that sort of thing, by this healing, by letting go. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, oh, you got so much good energy lined up for you with the fresh way you feel about relationships. You're starting to see new opportunities in your life, both personal and career-wise, and making a lot of fresh goals, new decisions about where you want to go. And that's why you have to sort of process this stuff in the first week and so forth, so you can put it in the past and move forward. Because from the ninth to the tenth week here, good feelings about love, about communication, about making almost like making peace with what you're kind of felt a little conflicted about now is not only very helpful for you, but it sets you off by the 10th and 11th week here to where you've got sort of like a almost like completely revamped yourself, or a complete new tune-up, a whole fresh sense of purpose and being and so forth. So don't be afraid to go through this transition the next week and a half or two to where you liberate yourself from the difficulties you feel like you've been through and the heaviness and the seriousness and so forth. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes, very much so.
Good, because the make the decision right now of, I'm not going to, everything's conquerable, I can heal, I can get beyond this, because the quicker you do, the more quickly you can bring this very fortunate, lucky, expansive cycle, and you'll find that love is going to treat you real well.
Oh, does that help?
Does that help you out, my dear?
Yes, very. That's very refreshing and very good.
Well, good.
Just
good.
Believe in yourself. Helpful. Believe in yourself. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yes.
We forget that, you know. We forget to look in the mirror sometimes and go, I'm a good person. I like myself, you know. And if you don't do that, you really can't be loved and you can't love. You got to love yourself and let go of all the crap, because you can't change 5 seconds ago. But you can sure visualize where you're going.
Yeah,
hope
like
that
I
helps
know
you,
Barry. Yeah, it's like you don't know what you want, but I know what I don't want.
Hey, that's half a learning. That's half a learning. Half the way to drive is not getting hit by another car. I'm going to move on to another caller, Mary, and we are going to get with come back, let people know about the show, and you can always listen back on the archives, okay?
Okay, thank you, and have a happy and a healthy New Year, and happy holidays.
Oh, you too.
You too. Caller 563, I'm going to let my sweet, beautiful, smart, mystic Dawn, answer your questions. Let me get you on 563. The board's a little slow. Where is it? Ah, you there? 563?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, John. My name is June.
Hi, June.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
What can I help you with tonight, honey?
Just a general reading for the first, for the new year, I think, just a...
General reading. Oh, my, let me see. Oh, okay. What is your birth sign?
Libra.
Libra. Oh, I love the Libras. I do. I do. Oh, let me see. Lots of changes here. I'm showing lots of changes here, but they're good. That's good. Yeah. 2014 is a year of a lot of changes. A lot of changes for a lot of people. They're showing finances, but it's not in a bad way. Have you been looking for a new job or a promotion?
Yeah, my job is just very stressful. I like what I do, but it's just changed a lot through the years.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay. Have they said anything to you about a promotion? Because they're showing one.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on there, so it wouldn't surprise me if sometimes they just knock on somebody's door and say, hey, you're going to take this position. So that would, you know, corporate America.
Okay, well, yes. All right, because that's what they're showing here, which is good because promotion, that means, you know, a little bit more of a pay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Let's see. There's an older woman around you. Looks like she has glasses. I don't know if she wore them all the time, though, because she's wearing, she has like a apron, but it's a half an apron with a pocket, and she's got glasses in them. Where's her hair up? Does she sound familiar to you?
No.
She liked to bake. Somebody that really liked to bake.
Could it be? You know, I've been told, I have a grandmother who's still alive, and she'll be 102 in February. What's that?
Wow, 102.
Yeah, and she's still in her own home. She's an incredible woman. But I've been told before that she's around me a lot, even though she's alive.
Well, yeah, they can do that.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost, it's almost like, you know, when you're thinking of somebody and then the phone rings and then it's them.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? They know, it's kind of fish it out. yeah. Well, yeah, but this woman here, I mean, she's one of these that it's the kind that you know they're around you when
mm-hmm.
they're in spirit because they smell so good. You know? But for whatever reason, I'm being shown this woman. Okay, and but like I said, she's got like a half apron, and it's got a pocket on the right-hand side, and it's got glasses, like reading glasses, because she's not, you know what I mean, thin.
Yeah,
she's a thin.
That sounds like her. She bakes a lot still. Still
rolls okay,
up high crust. And she's incredible.
Well, so obviously she's still alive, but, you know, that can just be representing that this is somebody that you think of often, somebody that is very
mm-hmm.
dear to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, too, you know, that due to her age, which I think is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
you know, that just to be prepared, you know, and appreciate
right.
her while she's here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
absolutely.
We can learn a lot from people who are so much older than us. You know, I have such
mm-hmm.
great respect for them. Let me see. A lot of people around you. A lot of people.
I do.
I'm sorry.
My children are. I was just wondering if you saw a dog.
A dog?
Yeah.
A dog. You black and white?
Yeah.
A little black.
Hair down. Yeah.
I see a little black and white dog here.
He'd be about an 80-pounder.
Okay. Yeah. Was he black and white?
Yeah, he was an Airedale.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what I was showing, black and white. Cute little thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, what is your primary concern?
Finance, relationship, that has been in turmoil for years that seems like we just can't get right. So I always kind of put that on the back burner because that's not usually my priority.
Right. What is his sign?
Capricorn, January 8th.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay, is this your husband?
No, almost. We were engaged and many, many years ago, and we've kind of, my father got sick. We moved in with my parents to care for my dad, and then, you know, just things happen. We split up, then we got back together, and, you know, just a lot of activity.
Right. He's a hard worker. Capricorns and Libras together, when it comes to relationships, they can always be kind of, they can be a little tough, you know, because Capricorns are a certain way, Libras are a certain way. Capricorns are very, most Capricorns anyway, are very structured in their mind. Men, I think, more than the women. And, you know, the famous last words of a Capricorn are, I don't have time for this. You know what I mean? And they can, Capricorns, we tend to get very frustrated with certain types of personalities if it's not, you know, quick enough or if it's not, I think we're too demanding. I'm a Capricorn, so I can say. I think we're too demanding. Because I know that's something that I have to work on every day. You know, I have a 3-year-old little girl. I have to work on that not being so demanding type of thing, you know. But it's almost like a comfortable type of relationship because I'm not really seeing a major split here. I mean, you're together, but you just kind of do your own thing.
Right.
But if you guys try, especially in this coming year, making the time, even if it's just one night a week, something simple, okay, doing something just the two of you, nobody else, no other interferences. It could be something as just, especially now with the holiday season, walking around and looking at all the pretty lights.
Right. And that's tough because he lives right now in North Dakota, and I'm in Iowa, so he's oil drilling in North Dakota, so we only see each other probably, you know, 3 times a year maybe.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I guess
the walk wouldn't help.
Yeah, it's going to be a long walk.
But when you
and
are
cold.
Together.
What's that?
I mean, do you guys email or you know?
Yeah, we do. We communicate. He calls. He really, I have to say, he is a very loving person, and he really tries. But he's also very immature at times and has his priorities in a different place at times. And I just keep thinking, one of these days he's just going to grow up.
But you have to remember, honey, he is who he is. You are you.
I know.
I mean, we can't change other people's free will. But
no.
For who he is, because you know he does have some very, very good qualities.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So if you focus more on those instead of you know, because you know, some of it could be your own fears as well, because you know he's there and you're in another area. Just work through them. Just let them go.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I told the last caller, just put it all into a little ball and just throw it out to the universe and say, here, take it. It's yours. Do what you will.
Yeah.
No, really. Seriously. Because it's just amazing when you do that and you let go of all that fear, what will transpire? It's amazing. And then change the way you're thinking. When you wake up every morning, and this is for anybody listening, when you wake up every morning, you know, first thought is, or could be, you know, good morning, universe. Thank you for today. I appreciate today and all that I have.
Right.
And just by changing a simple thought.
Amen. June, we're going to move on. We're going to try and get another caller or two. Is that okay with you, girl?
No, thank you so much, and happy holidays
to both
of you.
You too. Same. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, June. Have a happy New Year and Christmas and all that to you.
Thank you. Good night.
God bless you.
Bye.
We have a lot of callers come in the last minute or two. We've only got about 4.5 minutes. I'm going to try and do a reading here for 916. 916, are you on the air there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. I'll be quick, guys. I just want to know what you think. I'll go ahead.
What's your name?
My name's Ray.
Ray?
Hi, Ray.
Okay. R-R-R-A-Y.
Oh, Ray, okay. Well, do you have a specific question or you want a general reading here? We've got about 4 minutes.
So pretty specific, what you guys see me doing by next August or September, or what I should be doing, kind of like in a split right now. I don't know what I want to do with my life by that time or what you think would be best.
Okay, I'll tell you kind of what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing that you've got, and I'm looking at the deck of cards here, it's got two kings at both ends. It feels like you could be good at one end of the spectrum or at one end, another end of the spectrum. They feel like they're kind of completely different things. Am I correct? Like completely different careers? Yeah, that's what it feels like. I don't think you're in a position right now to make a choice. And you don't want me to make the choice. You don't want Dawn to make the choice. What I feel like you need to do as you go into this next year, and it's by the cards I'm seeing around these kings, what you need to go into the next year is almost like sit down and analyze the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because you've got a fair grasp of these two extremes, but you don't have enough of a clear, convincing grasp within yourself, no matter what I said or Dawn said or anybody else said, to know for yourself that you're comfortable going one way or another. And I feel like as you go, it's not something you have to decide right now. You might be have to lay some game work and plans. But as you go into the new year, you start meditating with yourself, with your gods and with your guides, because you've got power and expertise at both these fields. And you could go either way. But you want to make the decision. You don't want me to tell you. They're both good. You can do well at both. But
basically what it is, I don't know if I want to move out of my city. I'm in Sacramento. I don't know if I want to go to the East Bay or if I want to attend college here. Either which college do I want to go to, and what would be, you know, and how is that going to help my profession? And it's, I have a feeling that option, and I'm going to have to make a decision coming up in the next at least probably the next month, if I get accepted into either one. So I don't know where to go.
Well, I think then again, like I said, you don't have to make this decision today. I didn't mean I could feel you having to make plans, you know, relatively quick. But what I think, again, you should do, even on the situation of move or not, because what you are, you're a talented guy. You're going to make either of them work. What you do, and you don't want to be punishing yourself because you went left instead of right or right instead of left. So the more you get a very clean idea yourself and can convince yourself that no matter what, this feels like the best choice. You made a better choice than I could suggest or the Dawn could suggest, and you're making a choice that you're happy with because you're going in with a sense of conviction. And no matter what happens, man, you know, 6 months later, you can change it. It may not be, it may be a little clumsy. Well, you could do it. It may be a little clumsy, but you could do it.
Cool.
But really,
okay, well,
allow yourself to be rather than tormented by a good decision where it's a win-win on either basis, figure which win-win is better. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And moving is part of it, finances, education, the possibility. But you know more about all the factors that have influenced that than we can. But what I'm suggesting to you is allow yourself to learn it in a very unimpeded, uncluttered way so you know it. Even if you do little rituals with yourself, you know, look at your own signs, look at the books around you, look at the things that ring, look at numbers, look at clues, look at the universe talking to you, pushing you one direction a little bit more than another. You know what I'm talking about, Ray. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
You too. It's been a pleasure to be on with all you folks. Unfortunately, we have 32 seconds left. I wanted to thank you, Dawn, for being such a great guest. It's been a pleasure being with you, girl.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Well, we're going to be on next Monday. As far as I know, the same time, same place. So let people know about the show. thanks for joining us. We have to end this hour. Sorry we couldn't get all the callers. We tried. We'll try next week. God bless you.
Merry Christmas,
folks.
Everybody.
Thank y'all.
Love.